Thank you. Okay, so our next case is LU 12-112033DZM, the Parker Apartments. It's continued from July 12, 2012. Chris Caruso is our planner. The applicant is Phil Chubb from FFA.
Thank you. I do not have a brand new PowerPoint for everybody, so really this is it. This is the PowerPoint. I have the old slides if you're interested, but I did pass out a copy of amended staff report, and it does reflect the alterations that the design team has put into the building, as well as a little sheet listing things on here that have changed, which I'm just going to quickly read through. So the first floor windows, the sills have all been lowered, and the design team will talk about that, and that gives a more ground floor window area on all sides of the building, so that increases the amount of overall ground floor window area, decreases the amount that they're asking to reduce in the modification. They have also done the extensive additional brick pattern work and some decorative medallion elements along that sidewalk edge below those windowsills, as well as adding the metal grill work below the windows along 12th. And additional, mostly along 12th. There may be a few additional spots on Quimby as well. And there's a narrow planting strip that's in the frontage zone, so it's between the property line and the sidewalk, so it's up against the building, and that's along 12th as well. And then there's a metal fencing in front of the gas meter alcove, and those were the things that the commission had talked about. So I really want to turn it over to the applicant at this point so that they can run through everything and see what you think.
Thanks, Chris. Are there questions of our planner before we move to the applicant? Okay, thanks. Go ahead.
My name is Bob Ball, the developer, and I just wanted to make a quick introduction and say, first of all, thank you for your previous comments. We really worked hard to incorporate those into the plans. We really believe we produced a much better pedestrian experience that balances that with the residents and with what we see in the Pearl District. I'm really pleased with it, and I'm going to let the team here describe it, but again, wanted to thank you and tell you that we worked real hard to come back with this, and we hope that you're pleased with it. Thank you.
Thanks.
Good afternoon, it's Troy Ainsworth, FFA Architecture and Interiors. We'll expand just a little bit on what's already been stated by Chris. We appreciated your comments in support of the project overall. Some of the highlights of the things that you described our project to be is that the building design was strong, handsome, restrained, and would be a great addition to the area, and we appreciated that very much. The discussion involved some detailed discussion about the design of the base of the building, particularly on 12th Avenue, which is the view you see there, 12th Avenue, and then wrapping around Pettigrove on the left and Quimby on the right in that image. So our charge was to look at ways that we could improve the building's support of and enrich the pedestrian experience as people move through and around the neighborhood and by this building. And as was mentioned, we have, and we'll show in some more detail, we have a number of the suggestions were very supportable within the framework of the language of the design of the building that had been developed to date. Those included adding decorative grills, railings that are similar to those that were already in the design on the Pettigrove and Quimby sides. We have executed lowering the windowsills of the first floor residential units. Not all of them, because we are mediating the cross-sloping site that is so typical for Portland and how the residential experience and the pedestrian experience. So we'll show you what we're proposing there in some detail. And also, we found that we were allowed to have a landscape strip by River District standards on the 12th Avenue side, and so we have also added a landscape strip right up against the building, 18 inches wide, that helps layer and kind of mediate from the pedestrian area to the residences.
Yeah.
We have supported this too by taking another look at the built precedents in the area. Of course, this was an industrial area, so there are quite a few remnants of the industrial past here. And many of them are now of residential use. And most of those old industrial buildings, their first floor windows are quite a ways up there because, of course, they had loading docks and that kind of thing. Their first floors were several feet up. And we also, there are a number of different treatments you can see here. There are punched windows. There are large steel windows with solid bases. There are bases with openings in them that have, you know, kind of filigreed grills and things. So there's a number of different treatments looking at the historic precedents. Looking at the current Pearl, which is, of course, becoming residential very quickly, and that's being mixed in now, we have first floor residences that are raised up, and typically the sills are at 5, 7, 8 feet up. And some of the examples, the Bridgeport on the right, and what was the one on the upper left, Carl? Which one? The Wyatt. And I should know that one, huh? And then the next slide, please.
He's just being modest.
Yeah. The Sitka on the upper left, the Pearl Court on the lower left, and the Pearl Lofts on the right. And these are all first floor living conditions. As you can see, there are a number of similarities to the things that we're proposing. There's the landscape strip. There's grill work at the windows. Windowsills are up above, at or above head height. So we'd like to move on and discuss in a little bit more detail the specifics of what we're proposing.
Hi, I'm Carl Rafe with FFA Architecture and Interiors, and I'll just walk you around the entire building quickly to show you exactly how each of our design revisions are implemented. Starting with the 12th Avenue East elevation, which is our primary building elevation and the entry elevation for our building. As Troy referenced, our first big move was to lower the sills of these windows across the elevation down to floor level. The impact of that is that now at the northern Quimby and 12th corner, our sill is approximately 7'6" above the sidewalk. And on the Pettigrove end, our sill is about 5.5 feet above the sidewalk. Our next move was to add these metal railings at each of these bays. They're the same material and detailing which was already present on the balconies of our north and south elevations. They're implemented here in sort of a Juliet balcony method. Supporting those railings is the additional planting strips, which extend from this point to that point underneath the railing and there to there underneath the railing. That's the 18-inch wide planting strip that adds a little bit of layering and modulation to that base condition. And the final move was the additional brick detailing, which is found at each corner of the building. We added some additional rustication at the corners, emphasizing the masonry base and adding some more shadowing. And we added these diamond medallions centered in each of the herringbone brick panels. The diamond is a motif that currently exists up on these precast medallions high up on the bays, and we just brought that motif down to the pedestrian level to subtly reinforce that idea. On the north elevation, Quimby Street, again, those windows at the sidewalk face are all brought down lower, and you see the additional rustication and brick detailing at each corner. This planting strip and these railings were already present in the previous design. On 13th Avenue, that line of the lowered windows wraps all the way around the corner until it dives into the loading dock. We have the additional brick detailing at each of these corners on that elevation. And on the southern elevation, the lowered windows turn around from the front of the building and resolve themselves at the end of that corner bookend. We've again added the additional brick detailing at the corners, and we have right here is the new metal fencing that provides visual screening of the gas meter. It's the same metal fence system that we will use to at the edge of our courtyard. on the west side of the building. So I'll just quickly walk you around from more of a pedestrian level view with a snapshot of the design previously submitted last month on the left and showing the impact of our refinements that you see today on the right. With the lowered windows, the layering of the railing and the planting strip there, and in the distance, the brick detailing. Walking down to Quimby, we have a rendering that gives a better feel of some of the texture, shadowing, materiality, little soldier course that allows this rusticated base to rest on the concrete base below it. And again, that's about 7'6" above the sidewalk. I'll keep moving. The 13th and Quimby corner is very similar to the 12th and Quimby corner with the same devices implemented with the lowered windows and the brick detailing. 13th and Pettigrove, sort of our utility corner of the building with the brick detailing and the metal fence around the gas meter. And finally, 12th and Pettigrove. This, our lowered windows come around the corner, stop there as the grade rises. And we have the brick detailing. We have had time to further develop some more realistic renderings since your packet was submitted. I think they do a good job showing how our changes wrap around the corner of the building, relate to the pedestrian, and enhance the elements of the building that were already there, strengthen the design of our building all the way down to the sidewalk, and appropriately balance the needs of the residents within the building with the goals for the city and planning efforts to have a rich and multi-layered pedestrian experience at the ground level. I can even zoom in on this a little further so you get a feel of the texture and impact of all the changes we made are encapsulated in this one little vignette. And that was pretty quick, but I think, Troy, would you like to close on anything?
Sure. Just wanted to mention that we really are very enthusiastic about this design, and we appreciate your comments and the directions that they led our project team in making these proposed revisions. And we very much appreciate your input. And it's been a balancing act, of course, to kind of balance between the different forces at work, between the site forces, programmatic elements, the design overlays, all kind of in an effort to create the best opportunities out of those for the best project possible. So I thank you for your input and appreciate to have your comments.
Okay, do we have questions? Come on, Andy. It's your second to last.
So I think I might have missed the last one. So did we talk about vinyl windows at all? Was there any beefs about the vinyl windows?
We got train left the station.
Okay. Did we miss the samples? Did I miss the...
The samples were...
We had the samples. Yeah.
All right. We were all scratching them, man.
And did I miss in my honor? Did anyone ask for the night view?
This is what Andy...
We got a night view last time as well.
And how about a site context on three blocks in each direction?
We got all that, yeah.
Yep.
Okay. All right, good.
Good job.
Thank you. Just now I'm up to speed.
I'm going to have you back again. All right, any other questions? Great. So I think we should move right to comments. This might be record time for continuance. So I'm looking right at you, David. You want to go ahead?
Sure.
Okay.
I just think the team should be commended for their responsiveness and their skill at detailing the bottom of this building as it meets the ground and figuring out a way to not have to throw the whole thing back up in the air or lower it or raise it and just deal with what they had. I think it's really creative and thoughtful and good, nice work. It's totally approvable in my mind.
Okay. Thank you. Jane?
I agree with everything that David said, and I would just add that the planting will need to be updated on the planting plan, but it's great. All the improvements that you've done, I think, make it a better building. Thank you.
Catherine?
Thanks for listening. I think it's great solution, done well, and really appreciate it. Looks great.
Okay. Andy?
Looks great.
On the microphone.
This is your last chance.
I wasn't here, so I'm not going to vote on this.
Okay.
You're not voting? No.
Due to lack of
listening,
being ignorant on this particular, all the issues that you guys talked to. It looks nice. So
Okay, thanks. Go ahead.
I'd have to agree. I think the steps you made, while not major in terms of the moves, the major difference is the pedestrian now has an experience that I think is a pattern that can be set for the other sites that are north within the same flood hazard area. And I think that was a lot of our biggest concern is you are bearing the brunt of setting the precedent. And so I think you've set actually a very nice precedent that we could refer to for all the other applicants that come after you. So good job, and look forward to what I think is going to be very, very nice, attractive, long-lived building. So
thank you.
Great. Well, I'll close by saying I agree with the comments that have been made by my fellow commissioners, and I'm glad they held your feet to the fire over the pedestrian experience. I do think it is a nice precedent, and I think you've done a great job in a very short amount of time to make this building work better for the neighborhood. So we appreciate it, and we look forward to seeing it get built. So I guess we should go ahead and get a motion.
Like the motion that we accepted as
staff
presented.
Report. Okay. The staff report is presented?
As,
okay.
As staff report.
Okay. Second?
Second.
Great. Thank you. And Paige, can you call roll?
Kevin Schultz?
Yes. Aye.
David
Keltner? Aye.
Jane Hansen?
Aye.
Aye.
And Andrew Jansky abstains.
That's the first time.
Great. The motion carries. Congratulations and good luck with your project.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.